exactly. They don't have traditional, like, super tall, super fast guys, and Amendola and Edelman. What's the difference for you playing against, you know, maybe the smaller, quicker guys outside that you're not used to facing?
I think you got to get up there and put your hands on them, because if you sit back and let them, they – if you look at their passing offense, it seems like they always have a two-way go, you know, choice routes, and they tend to do what they want, and they're very good at it, in and out of breaks, quick guys. So it's, you got to get up there and challenge them, because if you sit off and let them, they'll tear you apart.
And with Brady getting rid of it quick, I imagine disrupting that timing early in their routes is important too, right?
Yeah, very important. So I think, you know, they're kind of get up, get in, get out. He gets the ball out real quick. So if you get up there and throw his timing off a little bit, I think he hold it a little longer for your D-line to get after him.
Idea. Do you have to pick to worry about strength or speed?
Yeah.
You can't cover both kind of thing?
Yeah, with him being a bigger guy that's real strong, you kind of want to use your quickness against him and use his feet, because getting up there and challenging him, I mean, that's good, but it ain't that's the smartest thing to do. You know, he's a guy that can go get the ball out of the air, can throw you by, so you kind of want to beat him with quicks.